O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 John 3, verses 1 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Philippians 4 by Bayside Worship. Guitar, piano, and strings intertwine in a rhythmic dance. The opening pattern subsides for a moment and allows the familiar opening words to stand alone. Gradually, the pattern joins again, with more voices and instruments joining as the song continues and a lively chorus of praise emerging.
Whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, I will dwell on these. Whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, I will dwell on thee. You remind me of your goodness. You are the God of peace. For with little or with plenty, you supply my every need. And I fix my eyes and I set my gaze on the good you've given me. Whatever things are good, I will dwell on. Bye.
God of peace. For with little or with plenty, you supply my
First John chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. See what great love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children, and we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins, and there is no sin in him. Everyone who remains in him does not sin. Everyone who sins has not seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the devil's works. Everyone who has been born of God does not sin, because his seed remains in him. He is not able to sin, because he has been born of God. This is how God's children and the devil's children become obvious. Whoever does not do what is right is not of God, especially the one who does not love his brother or sister. This passage opens with an amazing declaration. See what great love the Father has given to us, that we should be called God's children. And we are. Because of the amazing love and grace of our God, we've been given a designation higher than anything we could have previously asked or imagined. We've been engrafted into God's family, and now we belong to Him. Therefore, we should begin to take on the family resemblance. My son Oliver is still in a stage where he thinks I'm pretty cool. I know that'll soon fade, so I'm soaking it up while I can. He knows that he is my son, that he belongs to me, and he wants to do things that I do. Often when I lay out his outfit for church, he'll ask me what I'm planning to wear because he wants to match me as close as he can. He knows who he belongs to, and he wants to look the part. The same should be true for us in our spiritual family. When we recognize God's amazing work in calling us to himself and making us his own, we should want to honor that by purifying ourselves as he is pure. But unfortunately, as the Venerable Bede, the 7th century monk from Northumbria, points out, there are many who say they have faith in Christ, but somehow seem to forget about this pure aspect of it. It is clear that anyone who has real faith will demonstrate that fact by living a life of good works, by rejecting ungodliness and worldly desires, and by imitating Christ's sober, righteous, and godly life. The Christian life is a process of becoming more and more like Christ. This process will not be complete until we see Christ face to face, but knowing that is our ultimate destiny should motivate us to pure ourselves here and now. Now, will he do so perfectly? Absolutely not. John, the author of this letter, makes that point clearly when he instructs in chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. We have and we will continue to fall short of the glory of God. But by God's grace and the work of his Holy Spirit, we will make progress. We will learn progressively to die to sin and live to righteousness. So in the moments that follow, take some time to take stock. Where in your life are there recurring sins? Where and what do you need to confess? Don't delay in doing so, but do it with the knowledge that all is forgiven in Christ, and pray that the Holy Spirit would give you the will and the ability to do what is right. Let's close now with this ancient prayer from the Didache. You, Almighty Ruler, did create all things for your name's sake, and did give food and drink to men for their enjoyment, that they may give thanks unto you. But us you have blessed with spiritual food and drink, and life eternal through your child. Amen.